Today, I'm chatting with a British entrepreneur and internet marketer who's achieved real online success. So let's dive straight in and find out more about that and meet the man himself. Andrew Fox, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, no problem at all. Now, you've been around the internet for quite a while now. Can I ask, how did your journey start?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a dinosaur now. I've been here for too long. I should just be retired fully on a boat, never to be seen again. Yes, so I guess, would you believe I started when the internet first came on? It was probably around 1999-ish. I was working washing cars for like £3 an hour. It's probably about $5 an hour for my American friends. And what was funny is I used to tell the people, well, I'm washing my cars, I'm going to have a Ferrari one day. What do you say? I'm going to have a Ferrari in like 3 or 4 years' time, and you'll see. And probably a few of them thought, well, this guy's absolutely bonkers. He's absolutely crazy. There's always that one or two said, you know, young man, I think you're going to do it. So as I washed their cars for, you know, $5 an hour, I just had this, you know, this beach house picture on my wall back home in my bedroom, living with my parents. I had the Ferraris in the wall. I had all of that kind of stuff, the yachts, everything like that. And lo and behold, 5 years later, I was didn't have one Ferrari. I had a couple of Ferraris and a beautiful house on the beach, and bought myself a lovely yacht. So, yeah, things can come true if you really put your mind to it, are very pig-headed, and just go for it.
Fantastic. I mean, not one Ferrari, but two. That shows real achievement here. You've been behind various online success stories. Maybe you could maybe just tell us a little bit about the ones that stand out in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few interesting ones. I'm sure, you know, some of you people on the call might know a guy called Russell Brunson, obviously the co-founder of ClickFunnels. And Russell flew over to my house here in Ireland for an event, and he told me, he goes, hey, Foxy, do you mind if I bring over a guy who's doing a bit of search engine optimization for me? His name's Paul. He's a pretty switched on guy. Would it be okay if I brought him to the event? And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. So anyway, you know, Russell flies over, Matt Basak flies over, some guys on ClickBank doing some pretty extraordinary numbers. And we hosted like an event at my house, and then we went to the yacht in Belfast and had a DJ and everything on board, and drinks and waitresses and everything. It was a pretty cool party. Russell went to the cinema, I think, from memory. he was telling me at the time, I want to build something big. I remember that. And then, you know, ClickFunnels was born. That was pretty awesome. But anyway, the story back to Paul. So Russell gave me this effective introduction to Paul. And Paul and I became kind of, you know, we just hit it off. He was a good guy. And we just became friends / business colleagues, even though we hadn't really done a lot of business together per se. And there's just that relationship. But anyway, fast forward a few years, this is what happened. So Paul hits me up and he says, hey, Foxy, I've got an idea. I've got this doodle animation sketch software, and I think it's going to sell pretty well. I promoted it to my email list. It sold really well. Would you mind promoting to yours? So I promoted to mine, and let's say I make, I don't know, $10,000 in 24 hours from a promotion, and that would be, you know, pretty much say standard, okay. Well, I ended up doing like $30,000 from this promotion. I was like, holy crap, like this thing has legs. Like this thing will cook if you pour the gasoline on it. So Paul said to me, look, could you get other affiliates on board? I could give you like a percentage or whatever you want. So I basically said to him, I said, well, Paul, it's not the best use of leverage. I'd recommend you do a launch where you basically, you know, gather your affiliates together and you put together a prize pool and, you know, you put in upsells, and basically took him through the procedure of doing a launch, because that's primarily what I was known for, my expertise. And he just turned around to me and said, look, Foxy, I can't be bothered with any of that. Do you mind if I just give you like an equal stake in the company and you launch it with us?
Wow.
So honestly, I get offered those kind of deals, fairly often. People will give me a pretty generous percentage to come on board and launch the product. And I generally say no most of the time, because I'm just busy with my other projects, my life. But on this one, I felt it was good, and I had a good relationship with Paul. So we launched the product, okay, and we end up doing $113,000 in sales in about 12 minutes from memory.
Nice.
And I think the first day we did about a couple of hundred grand, 250 or something like that. And in the first 7 days, I think we did about 650,000 maybe from memory. And over the years, we launched different editions of it, and it kept selling every day. It still sells all these years on. We've sold millions and millions and millions of that product. So that's an interesting story, Paul, of, you know, meeting Paul via Russell, having that connection, and then, you know, 2 to 3 years later, working on a project together that did millions.
Yeah. And how did you meet Russell in the first place? What's the background there?
Well, Russell probably came into marketing a little after me, and we were friends. We were just good friends online, and he used to promote some of my products. I promote some of his. I was an affiliate for his. He was an affiliate for mine. You know, we'd meet up at some events and stuff, and he was just an old time friend, just from back in the day as such.
Great. It just goes to show the power of networking as well, I guess, when those types of things just come out of nowhere. And what's the software called, Andrew? What's the what should we be looking out for online?
That was called Easy Sketch Pro. So it's a doodle animation software.
I'm sure many people listening or reading have probably got that in their collection by the sounds of things. Now, obviously, online tools are really useful for any budding entrepreneur, for anybody who's just starting out today. Andrew, are there any tools that you would recommend? Which are the ones that they should be looking out for?
Well, I guess, you know, the good old fashioned build an email list is where you start. Email is still a popular way to communicate with people. I mean, I'm sure this newsletter or interview will probably reach people's inboxes from somewhere. So I guess my tool of choice for that would be ActiveCampaign. And that's a great tool for email management. You know, payment processors, you have, you know, Stripe and PayPal. If you want to get on a network, JVZoo have been fantastic over the years. Clickbank.com, again, easy networks to get set up on. You know, because then you can leverage affiliates and do it that way. So I suppose that's just a few quick ways to get up and running, you know, to take payments and build an email list.
Yeah, absolutely. And
hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
And your own business, can you remember, you know, the first steps that you took when you were starting out? What were the things that you did, and what was the catalyst? What made you want to work in online marketing?
Yeah, it was, I guess, the way it really started was going back to those bedroom days working in the car wash. I could see this internet thing coming along. This was the days of dial-up, you know, where you when someone tried to ring you, the phone was going beep, boop, beep, boop, you know, and you couldn't get through. And your parents were saying, get off that internet. You're costing me a fortune. And And I'm saying, but it's the future. The internet's the future. So I was, I suppose I taught myself web design, not because I wanted to be a web designer, and I certainly would never be a great web designer at all, but it was just a skill. I've always believed that you need to bring value to the world, and you have to develop a skill set. What drives me crazy is when people come online and they complain and they whine, or they say, I want you to promote this, or I want this. But I'm like, well, what value are you going to bring to me first? Everyone has a skill set, whether you know it or you don't. So you've got to learn, you've got to evolve. I suppose it's kind of like create skills, feed your mind, bring value to the world. That's step one. And I suppose that led me to, obviously, I created websites. And then I developed a website, which I suppose, what actually happened was I was building an email list, and I promoted this product as an affiliate. And obviously, see, honestly, back then, the term affiliate wasn't really used. Affiliate marketing almost didn't really exist like the way it does now. So I ended up promoting this product. I think it was called Postmaster Online. It was a recurring service. And I ended up making like $1,000 a month recurring commissions. And I was like, holy crap, this is pretty cool. So I guess I kind of naturally fell into it. And then I bought some guides. A guy called Corey Rudel, who unfortunately passed away many years ago in a car accident. But he was one of the pioneers of our industry. And he had a company called the Internet Marketing Center. So what I did was while everyone was getting these, getting like computer games and stuff for Christmas, I asked my parents for these internet marketing London seminar tapes. And on those London seminar tapes, he explained about marketing, affiliate programs, how to learn how to write email copy, how to learn to create websites. And honestly, I just literally watched those and went like this, I'm going to be rich because I understand this. I get it. So I was probably about 22 years old back then, and I just understood it. And I guess that's what led me down the rabbit hole. And this was before there was no Facebook advertising. Instagram didn't exist. Google was just getting started. It was a different world back then.
What challenges did you face at that time?
I guess when something's so new, and you're saying I'm going to become a millionaire. I'm going to become a millionaire on a thing that doesn't really, that no one knows about, no one understands. It's no one believes you. Like, people think you're crazy. Your parents think you're crazy, but you believe. You just know there's something there. So it's the challenge of just believing in yourself, I suppose. But I was so pig-headed, I didn't care. I was just going to go for it no matter what. And I liken it to the, blockchain technology. I've been a very early adopter of crypto and blockchain. And I believe that's going to have a huge influence in the world in the years to come. So, again, people would call you crazy back then. But now, for example, with Bitcoin, Ethereum, everyone's rushing into it. So it's an amazing time to be alive.
Out of everything that you've achieved, I know we've touched on certain successes, but what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? I guess it's the fact that you can prove that when you put your mind to something and you don't care and you just want to go for something, you can achieve it. You know, whether that's, personal goals of achievement, whether it's financial goals, whether it's just, lifestyle goals, whatever it may be, it just shows that the power of determination and brute force, you can win in the end. That's what I think. I've certainly carried out a lot of different acts and charitable acts in my life that I don't really want to talk about publicly per se. But when you've had a successful business, it empowers you to be able to help people around you and stuff. So it's a great gateway, I suppose, into helping other people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you were starting out now, is there anything that you think you'd do differently?
Starting out differently, well, what I like to do now is I have a great passion for investing. So what I would probably recommend to everyone is go on to a service like Vanguard.com or Fidelity.com, and just look at different things like various index funds or I think on Vanguard there's a life strategy fund, and start investing from any age, whether it's 18 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, whatever it may be, and set up a simple direct debit, even for as little as £25, that's $35-40 a month. Mm-hmm. And just get in the habit of investing, because compound interest really is the eighth wonder of the world. So I've been investing for for many, many years. And honestly, it's, you know, businesses can make money. You can have your, you know, ups and downs, but investing consistently is one of the true ways to financial freedom.
It's good advice. And you've obviously worked super hard along the way to achieve your level of success. How has that been for you? Is there any time where you kind of want to just give this all up and do something different? Or, you know, has that never even crossed your mind?
Well, the funny thing is I'm at the stage now where if I want to retire, I can retire per se. But let's kind of paint that scenario out. What am I going to do? Am I going to sit on the couch and watch YouTube? yeah. Am I going to lie on the beach all day? Now let's put this in context. The Instagram kind of social media world is I'm just lying by the pool and chilling, which everyone loves. But can you do that all day, every day? Can you just sit and drink coffee all day? Maybe some people could. The answer is it's nice to be able to have a break. But the reason I probably got to where I've got to is because of that drive and that passion, you know, and figuring things out and creating new projects and seeing them work. Always the concept of turning $1 into $2.
Sure.
So I don't think that ever gets old. And anyone who knows my personality laughs saying, you'll retire for 5 minutes. Which is probably true. But yeah, I think I'm going to buy a new yacht soon, maybe in the next next 6 months, year or so. And I'll probably spend a bit more time on that, you know, with a bit of chill time. But the reason I don't want to take the foot off the gas too early is I want to look back, say, in a further 10 years. I don't want to look back and say I coasted too much. I took the foot off the gas too early.
Yeah.
I'd rather test myself. Let's see what I'm really capable of. Let's see what we can achieve, rather than looking back and thinking I was a little bit lazy.
No, I think that makes perfect sense. And just for some kind of context for people who haven't come across you before, Andrew, you said that you are, you know, able to retire if you wanted to. Can I ask how old you are?
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here on behalf of Coach Dave. We hope you are enjoying this interview and are picking up some good tips for your business ventures. This short break is to advise you of the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. This is your chance to get top quality support at rock bottom prices. Do head over to the Academy site at smarterbizacademy.com and have a look. If you are watching or listening to this on the Academy site, have a look at the shop page to see what is on offer. Look, our network platform is designed to help you enter the fast track to success. Using the many resources, tools, training, and support through mentoring and coaching, you gain new ways to plan, start, and grow your business quickly. Take advantage of the Smarter Business Network to develop multiple streams of income. Take action and change your life. Okay? Let's get back to the interview. See you inside.
I am now 40.
Right. So to be able to retire at 40, I mean, I think for a lot of people that would be a dream scenario. Some of the steps that you've taken along the way, obviously, you know, you've had the successes. Have there been any kind of absolute disasters? I hate to ask, but I'm sure along the way you must have come across some things that just perhaps haven't worked as well as you thought they would.
Well, the funny thing is that sometimes the things that you think are going to work really well don't pan out as well, or just don't convert as you'd hoped. And then the ones that you've not put as much effort into for whatever reason, or the website looks ugly, or you think the sales page is terrible, they can convert like crazy. So you can't win them all, but if you win consistently and you invest consistently, you'll come out in the winning side. That's what I would say. So yeah, absolutely. You know, some things don't pan out as well, but some things work really well. And it's just that law of average. If you can keep a consistent good average, you'll win in the end.
Do you have a formula now that you use? You know, when you're putting like a product or something like that together, is there an Andrew Fox formula that you stick to rigidly, or is it always a little bit fluid?
You have to always, you can have the core principles, but you have to have a degree of fluidity without a doubt, because markets, they do evolve and they swing back and forward. Like sometimes info products might be in trend and then they maybe phase out a little bit, where, for example, with JVZoo, it's primarily been, you know, software, and, you know, software launches are maybe 90% of the marketplace. I don't know the exact stats now. But then sometimes you can buck the trend and you can think, well, we're bringing out a product called Affiliate Millionaire, which basically teaches affiliate marketing. And it's an info product, but I think it'll do pretty well because I think affiliate marketing still represents a great opportunity for people. Mm-hmm. It's a great entrance because people can get in without owning their own product. They can just learn to drive traffic, set up a landing page, and collect commissions. And I think the reason is people have tried other business ventures, whether it's their own agency, whether it's creating their own product, whether it's creating their own software, and there's been a lot of challenges. And I think affiliate marketing represents an easier gateway, personally.
Yeah, of course. And I was going to ask about, for anybody who perhaps is just starting out on their journey, what's the advice you would give them to get started? Would you say affiliate marketing is the first step they should take?
It's definitely a good entrance, because what I've always taught people, whether it's at seminars, whether it's on one-on-one private coaching, or whether it's on a group event, is if you can learn how to drive traffic effectively, whether that's paid traffic or search engine traffic, whatever it may be, and or you can learn to write sales copy, which also doubles up as email copy. If you can learn to be a good copywriter and you can learn to drive traffic, you'll nearly always be able to, you know, write your own paycheck. So if you can learn those skill sets, that's going to go a long way. So even if you go into, say, affiliate marketing, if you learn how to do traffic, and you also learn the art of creating email copy, and rather than just, you know, lazy people like to just cut and paste stuff, I understand that. But you need to understand, why did they write that headline? Why have they, why is the first line of the ad that long? Why are they asking that question? Why are they using that language? What response are they trying to elicit? You need to understand that stuff. If you can get a good understanding of that, you'll be able to write ads, you'll be able to write email copy, you'll be able to write sales copy, and that's a great asset to have. And it's the same as driving traffic. What can I write in an ad? What image do I use? Why is there a circle around that part of the image? Why is that ad copy written that way? Why, if you're making a claim, have I used certain wording to avoid getting an account shut down? There's all these nuances that you have to understand, and it's a simple formula, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of little tick boxes, and obviously in our Affiliate Millionaire course, we will cover that. We do go over that, but that's the thing. The formula can be simple, but it's all the little details along the line that can trip people up. So you can either pay someone to learn how to do it, or you can figure it out yourself. So it's totally up to whoever, whatever path you want to choose.
Yeah, the saying is, isn't it, the devil is in the detail, but I guess in this instance, you're saying the opportunity really is in the detail.
Yes, absolutely. You need to, you know, one of the markets that we teach in the course is dental. And you might be thinking, dental, it's teeth. Well, think about it. Everyone has teeth. And let me ask, has anyone on this call, have you ever experienced problems with your teeth? Have you ever had bleeding gums? Have you ever had a tooth out of shape? Have you ever had an abscess? Have you ever had a root canal? Do you know any friends that have problems with their teeth? And the answer is probably yeah, mm-hmm. unless I'm living in a strange universe. So that's an example of, there's different info products you can promote. There's different supplements you can promote. And they're evergreen niches. They're evergreen industries. And from those niches alone, you can generate some pretty nice sales. So, there's an example there of just one evergreen, really simple niche. But you've got to understand how to communicate with your audience. You need to understand how to set up your landing page, and you need to understand how to drive that traffic.
Sure, sure. I mean, you're obviously busy with a number of things. Affiliate Millionaire, did you say?
Yeah, affiliatemillionaire.com will be the main website. I think it's going to give people a lot of value. I think there's certainly a market there to teach affiliate marketing. There probably is guides out there. I just haven't seen any like recent ones in a while. So I think it's a good gap in the market, and it's good to help people.
Yeah, absolutely. What does the year ahead have in store for you? What else are you working on?
Well, we're going to be launching that as a pretty powerful brand going forward. So I think that'll do really well. And I also, for the last 6 years now, I've been building a mobile app building company with my brother, Chris. It's called Zappable.com. And this basically helps you create a mobile app for your business. Well, there's two ways you can do it. You can either create an app for your own business or service, or you can create apps for other businesses and sell that to them as a service. So you would say purchase Zappable to allow yourself to build apps like drag and drop, even if you were a technical, like a complete newbie. And then we train you how to sell those apps to other business owners. So yeah, we've been doing that for about 6 years now. And that's obviously in the recent years with obviously the pandemic and everything, businesses need to get their own mobile presence. So it's still very much a growing industry.
Great. And for anybody that wants to learn more about you or maybe even get on your list, Andrew, how can they do that?
Well, would you believe I don't have a direct email list as such? If you actually put in the domain affiliatemillionaire.app, .app on your phone, that will load up a mobile app for free of charge on your phone. And in that, you'll be able to opt in for some updates. And there's also going to be a free case study. I think it's how we did $190,000 in 6 weeks with affiliate marketing. There's like a 20-minute video walkthrough on that. So that's a pretty good freebie to have.
Fantastic. Well, Andrew, it's been an absolute pleasure finding out more about you, finding out more about your businesses as well. Really appreciate your time.
Hey, it's been a pleasure to be here, and hopefully I gave a bit of value to your customers and subscribers. Like I said, you know, it's just about not giving up. And I know some people get frustrated and tired and they think, why is it not working? But it can work for you. But my advice is, you know, once you learn to start making money, start that investing as soon as possible, even if it's like $50 a month, $20 a month, just get in the habit. Because investing in the long term is where you're going to build your success.
That's great advice. Andrew, thanks once again. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Hi, fellow entrepreneurs. Adam here again on behalf of Coach Dave. That is it for this interview. We do hope you enjoyed it and picked up some good tips for your business ventures. We have 50 more such interviews that we are editing and adding to the Academy site to help you. These are just a tiny fraction of the training, tutorials, case studies, and guides you will find for your use within the Academy site. Signing up is free, and there is a private exclusive community you can also join at no cost. Lastly, don't forget the terrific sale prices that are ongoing now within the Smarter Business Network for monthly memberships, tools, resources, and bundles of products. You can gain full access to all the resources and also earn a bump in affiliate commissions as a paid member. Depending on the plan selected, it can cost as little as $6 a month. Unbelievable. Take action and change your life. Okay, Adam out. Coach Dave and I will see you on the inside.